As the country becomes the largest international trading empire, its transactions can be paid with its currency, making it the preferred global medium of exchange. And because their currency is so widely accepted and frequently used, people around the world want to save in it, making it the preferred storehold of wealth, and thus the world's leading reserve currency. The guilder was the world's main reserve currency when the Dutch-led world trade, the pound was when the British-led, and the dollar has been since the US-led. Naturally, China's currency is increasingly being used as a reserve currency. Having a reserve currency enables the empire to borrow more than other countries. That advantage is huge. Think about it. People all over the world are eager to save and hence lend back their currency to the empire. Countries without a reserve currency don't have that. And when the empire runs out of its own money, remember the United States in 1971? They can always print more. The exorbitant privilege afforded by the empire's reserve currency leads borrowing to increase and the beginning of a financial bubble. This series of cause and effect relationships leading to mutually supportive financial, political, and military powers, bolstered by the borrowing power of a reserve currency, have gone together since history began to be recorded. All the empires that became the most powerful in the world followed this path to the top.